This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted Maha Kumbh in Prayagraj has reflected the spirit of rising India and the entire world witnessed the power of the country. He added that unity and diversity is a speciality of India, which was experienced during the recently concluded Maha Kumbh. The Prime Minister today made a statement in the Lok Sabha on the Maha Kumbh.
अनेकता में एकता भारत की विशेषता है, ये हम हमेशा कहते आए हैं, ये हमने हमेशा महसूस किया है और इसी के विराट रूप का अनुभव हमने प्रयागराज महाकुंभ में किया है। हमारा दायित्व है कि अनेकता में एकता की इसी विशेषता को हम निरंतर समृद्ध करते रहे।
Highlighting the importance of water conservation, the Prime Minister said, India has many rivers and some of which are endangered. He stressed on the need to expand Nadi Utsav, taking inspiration from the Maha Kumbh. He said it will teach the importance of water conservation to the new generation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met and lauded the performance of the Indian contingent that participated in the Special Olympics World Winter Games in Turin, Italy. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he is proud of the Indian contingent, which clinched 33 medals in the Special Olympics, bringing glory to the nation. Mr. Modi also congratulated the contingent on their accomplishments. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that public sector banks have made the recovery of written-off loans worth over 2,27,000 crore rupees. Replying the Radha Sabha today, the Finance Minister said recovery of written-off loans by the public sector banks has gone up to the level of over 35,000 crore rupees in the year 2022-23. She stressed that defaulters do not escape from the consequences and recovery of loans is an ongoing process. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the government is committed to get Manipur back to normalcy. She said everyone wants a state to prosper and grow as like other states. She was replying to discussion on the bills related to Manipur budget in the Radha Sabha today. The minister questioned the previous Congress government in the state, saying that Manipur witnessed 628 bandh and several blockades during the period 2002 to 2017 under its rule. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is conducting searches under the Foreign Exchange Management Act, FEMA, at 8 premises in Bangalore to investigate FEMA contraventions by non-governmental organizations, Soros Economic Development Fund, EDF, and Open Society Foundations, OSF. ED has revealed that Soros OSF was put under the prior reference category by the Minister of Home Affairs in 2016, thereby restricting it from giving unregulated donations to NGOs in India. The agency stated that in order to bypass this restriction, OSF had subsidiaries in India and brought in funds in the form of foreign direct investment, FDI, and consultancy fees. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar is holding a meeting in New Delhi with secretaries from the Home Ministry, the Legislative Department and the CEO of UIDAI. The primary agenda of the meeting is to discuss the linking of Aadhaar identification numbers with voter ID. The Election Commission has initiated a series of proactive measures to tackle long-standing electoral challenges. Key initiatives include resolving duplicate voter ID issues within the next 3 months and training field-level political agents such as booth-level polling, counting and election agents on their critical roles. The Dragon spacecraft bringing back astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams will return to Earth early morning tomorrow. The spacecraft has begun the closure preparations to bring back the two astronauts who have been stranded on the International Space Station for over 9 months. Russia has confirmed that President Vladimir Putin and US President Donald Trump will hold talks on ending the Ukraine conflict this evening. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov stated that preparations are underway for talks between the two leaders. The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has collapsed, triggering a devastating wave of violence across the Gaza Strip. Israeli forces launched extensive airstrikes early, killing at least 400 people according to Palestinian health authorities, with many of the victims reportedly being children. And that is the end of this news bulletin.